Eat is here, eat is here, eat is here, eat is here. Alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, the Muslims are blessed in that Allah Azza wa Jal has ordained to fast in the month of Ramadan. And when we fast and we complete the fasting in the month of Ramadan, the blessings of Allah further increase and He provides us with a feast, Diyafa. This is the feast of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm referring to the day of Eid al-Fitr. The day of Eid al-Fitr, when across the globe, Muslims unite, Muslims come together and celebrate this festival with great joy, with happiness. They rejoice upon the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this episode, inshallah, we will discuss the importance of showing shukr, thankfulness, being grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of Eid. But prior to that, let us hear an excellence of reciting Salat upon the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In one narration, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that there are three such people who will be granted the shade of the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment, when there will be no shade besides the shade of the throne of Allah. That will be the only shade. Who are those three fortunate individuals? The first one, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man farraja 'an makrubi ummati," the one who removed a difficulty from my ummati. He removed hardship from my follower. The second one, "Wa man ahya sunnati," the one who revived my sunnah. وَمَنْ أَكْثَرَ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيَّ The third person is the one who will have recited abundant salat upon me. So these three fortunate people will be given shade of the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal on that day when there will be no shade. Now we know about the Day of Judgment, how difficult it will be. The sun will be just over a mile away from our heads. Narration state that people will be drowning in their sweat according to their sins. Some up to their heels, some up to their knees, some up to their waists, some up to their chest, some even up to their necks as well. But how to attain relief on that day? How to attain the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day? We've just been told, be amongst three people. Be one of these at least. Try and remove a difficulty of an ummati. If you know a Muslim is in difficulty, he's in great hardship, whether that's financial hardship, whether that's hardship regarding his family, or any other problem that he's facing, you become aware of it. What's your attitude? What's your mindset? Do you look at that as an opportunity to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to gain the khas rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by helping that believer? Or do you just turn a blind eye? You just ignore him. Someone else can help him. What's our mindset? What's our attitude? And we know, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to help a believer, a bondsman, as long as that slave of Allah continues to help his brother in the world. So the first thing, are we mindful of people's needs? Do we help people when we're in a position to help them? Do we try and alleviate their difficulties? If we do, then Alhamdulillah, as per this hadith, you are worthy of the shade of the throne of Allah on the Day of Judgment. The second thing, وَمَنْ أَحْيَى sunnati, the one who revives the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Now reviving the sunnah, this is an immense act in Islam, especially at a time where people are drifting away from the sunnah. Now in this day and age, we can't lie about this. We have to be truthful that many Muslims are distant from the path of sunnah. People will adopt the trends and the fashions of the world, and the fashions adopted by so-called influencers, celebrities. But as for the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many Muslims are distant from that path, the path of the sunnah. And here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, whoever revives my sunnah, he will also gain the shade of the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment. And lastly, وَمَنْ أَكْثَرَ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيَّ Whoever recites Salat upon me in abundance, he will also gain the shade of the throne of Allah. So what is our hal? What is our state in this regard as well? Are we reviving the Sunnah? Are we reciting Salat upon the Prophet alayhi salam? Are we doing this? Are we taking time out daily, remembering our beloved Prophet alayhi salam? He remembered us throughout his life. He remembered us when he was born, throughout his life, on the night of Mi'raj, in his grave, till now, till Qiyamah, inshallah, he is going to remember us. What are we doing in return? Are we remembering the beloved alayhi salam by reciting Salat upon him abundantly? Or are our thoughts always engrossed in the dunya? How to earn the dunya, how to achieve success in the dunya. And we know the dunya is temporary. This is mortal. This is not immortal. The world will perish one day. So it makes sense to work for the hereafter. And how do you work for the hereafter? By showing love for the Prophet ﷺ, gaining his closeness, reciting salat upon him. This will help you greatly in the hereafter. May Allah Jalla wa'ala make us from amongst those mentioned in this hadith. May Allah make it such that we are from those who help other Muslims relieve their difficulties. May Allah make it such that we revive the Sunnah of the beloved Ali Salam. And may Allah grant us tawfiq to recite Salat upon the Prophet Ali Salam in abundance too. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the topic of today's episode, briefly we will discuss Eid and Shukr, the importance of showing Shukr on the day of Eid. Yes, normally when we speak about Eid, when we think about Eid, what comes to mind is rejoicing, showing happiness, and this is necessary as well. It's actually mustahab in Islam to be happy on the day of Eid as well. The last thing we want on the day of Eid is to see a person or come across a person who is sulking. He's not showing happiness. We won't like that. Alhamdulillah, it's the day of Eid. It's the day of happiness. It's one of our main festivals of the year, Islamically speaking. And when we think of Eid, we think of going to each other's houses, relatives' houses, friends' houses, eating, trying to make each other happy, and alhamdulillah, this is all good. But on the day of Eid, let us not forget to show shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, why is it necessary to show shukr? Inshallah, I will endeavor to speak upon this. Number one, showing shukr is important. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me, you, and all Muslims across the globe to fast in the month of Ramadan. He granted us tawfiq to fast from dusk till dawn. We woke up for Sahri, Suhoor. We closed our fast and then we opened it at the time of Iftar. Who gave us tawfiq to do this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask those people in the world who yearn to fast, to earn the reward of fasting, to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they're not capable because of their health, because they are ill and their health does not permit them to fast. They have to give fidya instead. Ask those people about the qadr, the value of fasting for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We fasted and Allah gave us tawfiq to fast. Without the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we could not have done nothing. And unfortunately, sadly, we do see many people as well who don't fast in the month of Ramadan. They are Muslims. They believe in Allah and His Messenger, and the tenets of faith. But they don't fast in the month of Ramadan. So if we have been given the tawfiq, then we show shukr for that. Ya Allah, today is the day of Eid. And for the past month, you gave me tawfiq to fast. It's not my doing. It's not my kamal. It's not my perfection. It's not due to my greatness or anything like that. No, I am weak, Ya Allah. You gave me tawfiq. And when a person adopts humbleness, he shows gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is grateful on the day of Eid for being allowed to fast in the month of Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jal will be pleased with him. And the Quran tells us, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I will surely increase your blessings. You will gain no nuqsan by showing gratitude on the day of Eid. You will only gain benefit. Allah will increase your blessings, inshaAllah ta'ala. And if you adopt humbleness and gratefulness on the day of Eid, that Ya Allah, with your given tawfiq, I fasted, I prayed Tarawih, I prayed all my prayers, I recited the Quran, I did good works, I gave in charity, I helped others, I provided iftar for so-and-so person. Ya Allah, with your given tawfiq, and this is a means of gaining more blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a Muslim has to always stay away from vanity, self-conceit, attributing greatness or good deeds to himself. That I am the cause of this and I am the cause of that. And he'll fall into so many other sins, pride and takabbur and arrogance as well. Everything we do, every good act we are given tawfiq to do from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's from Allah Jalla wa'ala. And we ascribe that to Him openly. And this is why we are believers. We say, Ya Allah, we believe in You. And because of that faith, you have blessed us. You have given us tawfiq to perform so many acts of worship. And we don't show arrogance. We don't fall prey to self-conceit and vanity. No. Ujub, this is a disease of the heart when person forgets the Creator and ascribes all good that happens in his life to himself. We don't do that. And let me narrate an account in this regard, that in the previous nations, there was an abid, a person who worshipped Allah Almighty profusely, abundantly, so much so that he would perform worship on top of a mountain. And Allah had blessed him in such a way that there was fresh, pure, sweet water there for him. He would drink that water, he would perform ablution with that water as well. And he performed worship for hundreds of years. And then one day he supplicated, Ya Allah, when you take me from this world, may I leave in a state of prostration to you. In halatu sajda, in the state of prostration, Ya Allah, I want to leave this world. And this desire of his, this was accepted. The angel came to seize his soul. And thereafter, this abid, he said, Ya Allah, enter me into Jannah, paradise, due to my a'mal. Due to the righteous deeds I performed in the world, enter me into paradise. And there he will be shown the reality of his worship. And when you compare that to the blessings of Allah, Allahu Akbar. So just his eyesight, his faculty to see, will be placed on one pan of the scales. And all of his worship, hundreds of years of worship, will be placed on the other side. And what do you think will be dominant? That faculty of seeing, the ni'mah of eyesight, will be dominant, way more dominant than his hundreds and hundreds of years of worship. And he'll be shown that, look, your ibadah, if you were to compare it to what I blessed you with, doesn't amount to anything. And remember, dear viewers, that ibadah in the first place, and this is what I'm trying to get across, the tawfiq to do that ibadah, to fast in the month of Ramadan, to carry out other acts of worship, is given from Allah. And I recall a statement of one of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, who says that when I say Alhamdulillah, I feel it is incumbent to say Alhamdulillah again. Why? Because of being given the tawfiq to say it initially. And like this, the silsila, it would continue. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, you give me tawfiq to say it firstly, now I have to say it again, and again, and again. This is the way of a believer. This is the humbleness of a believer, that he ascribes everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this abid, going back to the narration, he was told that your worship amounts to this much, and the blessing of the eye cannot even compete with that. What about the other blessings that were bestowed upon you? And then eventually, to summarize, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that person confess that, did you do this of your own doing? Did you worship me by yourself, or did I give you tawfiq? And he will acknowledge and he will confess. He will say, Ya Allah, it's all from you, Ya Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, I will enter you into my Jannah through my own mercy. Mahad, sirf, only through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will say, Ya Allah, yes, enter me into Jannah through your mercy. So what do we learn from this account? That any good that we are able to do is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to show shukr for that. In Ramadan Kareem, we fasted long hours. We've refrained from eating, drinking halal things. Tawfiq was given by Allah. We gave in charity, we recited Quran, we performed taraweeh, we visited the masjid more than we visit throughout the year. Tawfiq min Allah. So this is why on the day of Eid, we show immense shukr. Ya Allah, thank you. Ya Allah, I am grateful to you. Ya Allah, you gave me tawfiq to perform worship in the month of Ramadan. And then when we look at other reasons, why should we show gratitude? We should show gratitude because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only obligated that much ibadah which we are capable of doing easily. If we are healthy and able-bodied, we are easily capable of fasting in the month of Ramadan, just 1 month a year. It wasn't the case that Allah jalla wa ala said, fast all year round. No intervals, no breaks, no Eid, nothing. Just fast for the rest of your life. As soon as you're born and you become baligh, fast until you pass away. No. It's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 1 month a year. And in that month, the amount of reward that we can gain, a fard is equal to 70 faraid. The one nafal act is equal to a fard act. The angels shake the hands of the believers. The one who provides iftar to someone, even a sip of water, is glad tidings of him drinking from the pond of Kawthar. Sins are forgiven. Those who were destined for hellfire are forgiven due to their repentance. The whole month is a month of mercy and blessings, forgiveness, salvation from the fire of hell. And on the day of Eid, we acknowledge that, Ya Allah, look at this month you gave us. SubhanAllah, 1 month, but the blessings are great. In this 1 month, you have Laylatul Qadr, which is greater than 1,000 months. Ya Allah, this is your karam, this is your grace, this is your fadl upon the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, shukr. And we were not tasked to fast all year round. And then when we were tasked to fast, it wasn't the case that we had to keep one fast on the first of Ramadan and break it on the 30th. No. Every single day we have sahri, suhoor and iftar. And it's a sight to behold in Muslim homes at the time of iftar. The food there, Allahu Akbar, you may not eat that much food on a daily basis throughout the year. Mukhtarif, various dishes. The mother asks one of the children, what would you like today? Then she asks another child, what would you like? And she caters for everyone. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love that Allah has placed in the heart of the mother. She stays busy throughout the month. The spouse, the daughters, the people in the household who cook and contribute, they are always busy. But they do this with good intentions. They do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do it because of that love that Allah has placed in their heart for their family members. So even in this month, yes, we fasted for long hours, but what was the reward at the end of the day? You had your favorite dishes in front of you. And then sahri again, so that you don't suffer weakness, you eat at sahri as well, suhoor. These are blessings. You show shukr to Allah on the day of Eid, that Ya Allah, in Ramadan you made things very easy for us. So shukr, shukr, shukr. On the day of Eid, Ya Allah, we thank you. And then the ulama have mentioned various ways you show shukr with the tongue by saying Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah. These are ways of shukr, praising Allah using the tongue. Then you have shukr with the heart, that when you ponder upon the blessings of Allah and you imagine the blessings that Allah has bestowed upon you. Again, you're acknowledging the blessings. You're grateful from the heart. This is also a form of shukr. And then shukr with your body parts. Your limbs, you use them to show gratitude. How do you do that? And how can you do that on the day of Eid? Continue to fulfill your faraid that you had done in the month of Ramadan. Perform all your 5 daily salah. And on the day of Eid, do not commit ma'asiyah. One thing is acting upon the ahkamat of Allah, following the commands, following the awamir. And one thing is refraining from the nawahi, from the prohibitions. Now in the month of Ramadan, Allah gave us tawfiq, we fasted. This suppressed the desires of the nafs. On the day of Eid, we're going to be eating from morning till evening. This is the case. So when we're eating on the day of Eid, and we're eating more than normal, then obviously that can arouse many desires as well, because food is one of those things. The ulama have touched upon it. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, and the likes have discussed this at length, how food leads to desires occurring in human's mind. Now, this is a test for us. On the day of Eid, what will we do? Will we commit ma'asiyah? We fasted for the entire month of Ramadan, and then the day of Eid, ma'azallah, we're blasting music. On the day of Eid, we're intermingling with the opposite gender. On the day of Eid, we are missing our prayer. On the day of Eid, we are not even visiting our family members, and we're neglecting them and giving priority to friends over them. Yes, ma'adullah, there are people in the world who on the day of Eid do not even ask their parents how they're celebrating Eid. How's your Eid going? They've cut off ties with even their parents. Allahu Akbar. Your mother, beneath whose feet is your Jannah, you've cut off ties with her. Your father, who is the door to paradise for you, you don't even ask about him. What success are you looking for? What success is that person trying to achieve when his own mother and father are upset with him? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that your mother and father are your paradise and your hellfire. The meaning of this hadith explained by the ulama is that if you serve your parents, if you're good to them, you show good conduct towards them, you will enter Jannah. But conversely, if you are bad towards your parents, you hurt their feelings, you neglect their rights, you don't fulfill their rights, they're your hellfire. You're going to end up in hellfire because of mistreating them. So we have to decide. We want our parents to be our paradise and not our hellfire. And on the day of Eid, people, instead of pleasing parents, asking about them. And the muamala has reached this level now that people, they become fed up. Our parents have become a burden for us. We've got our own children. We've got our own family. Ma'azallah, thumma ma'azallah. And I think it's time we placed our parents in the old folks home. This is the mentality of some Muslims today. And they end up sending their mother and father to the old folks home. Don't look after them. They forget that time when they were incapable as a child. The mother and the father would look after the child. The mother would go many nights without sleeping properly just to look after the baby, to clean the baby, to feed the baby, to look after the baby, to make sure that the baby is comfortable. And then when that baby grows up, becomes an adult, who doesn't want anything to do with his parents, or they're a burden, they are a disturbance in my life, ma'adallah, thumma ma'adallah. They're your jannah, they're your means to jannah. On the day of Eid, you should show shukr by showing good conduct to your parents. In the Quran, what does it say? Anishkur li wa li walidayk. Subhanallah. Allah Jalla wa'ala says, and be grateful to me and your parents. Right after his own shukr, he's commanded the shukr of the parents. And what happens on the day of Eid? People don't want to know. So this is a time to mend relations. This is a time to visit family members. Look after your parents. That happiness, share it with them. Rejoice with them. Celebrate Eid with them. So this is a day of shukr. And this is a day to stay away from ma'asiyah. And one way of being nashukr, being ungrateful, unthankful, is by committing sins on the day of Eid. We need to stay far away from sins on the day of Eid. Why? Because Ramadan was there to help us throughout the year to attain taqwa. If on the first day, when we celebrate Eid, all of that mehnat, all of that mashaqqa, all of that difficulty and hardship that we went through in Ramadan is neglected, is not continued over onto Eid and the rest of the year, then what have we truly achieved? Have we attained taqwa? That's the question. On the day of Eid, we must show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because He gave us tawfiq to fast in the month of Ramadan. Even in the month of Ramadan, we had so much ease. We had iftar, we had loving families around us. We woke up for suhoor, our du'as were accepted. We performed worship and one fard was equivalent to 70 faraid. We gave charity. We alleviated people's difficulties through the tawfiq of Allah. We gave money in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these things were from the tawfiq of Allah. Now Allah is saying, I granted you tawfiq, now celebrate as well. Now imagine the shukr that we have to show. The tawfiq is from Him, Jalla Jalalu. And then on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the day of Eid is for you to celebrate because of your work. And that work, we know it was through the grace of Allah that we performed it in the first place. So the whole day of Eid, we should show shukr, gratitude, by obeying Allah, continuing to obey Him, not only on the day of Eid, but throughout the year until the next Ramadan as well, inshallah. And we must refrain from showing ingratitude and being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this will only bring the wrath of Allah jalla wa ala. So remember, Eid is the day of shukr, the day of gratitude. May Allah make us from the shakirin, the grateful ones. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Eid is here, Eid is here, Eid is here, Eid is here. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah.